Hello, welcome to Football Twaddle, and I have Baru with me. What's up, Baru?
Hi, Saru. This is Football Twaddle.
We are recording this on an international weekend. We generally don't do that, but we are recording it because Baru just wanted to talk about Mo Salah.
For our listeners in Egypt.
We have very few, but okay.
Yeah, we do. Vodafone is offering 11 minutes of free airtime every time Mo Salah scores a goal.
What are you going on about?
Yeah, I mean, you get 11 minutes of talk time, yeah. So do you have an Egyptian SIM card that we can probably use? But they'll do it now onwards.
Oh, you mean after he's like...
Yeah, so they're like, ab toh ho gaya iska. He's not going to score anymore.
Or every time he scores in the World Cup or any
now,
game.
Now, for the EPL.
So every goal he scores, they give you 11 minutes free talk time to everyone on Vodafone network in Egypt.
In Egypt, yeah.
That's
some happiness, man. Like,
that's some
just how happy
amazing marketing.
Is Vodafone like an EPL partner in India or something?
No. I mean EPL partner in India?
Because these guys have local partners everywhere, right?
Yeah.
You won't understand the commercial side of football, Saru.
Because Iran. Alright, so you think, is Mo Salah like Lionel Messi? Is he comparable to Lionel Messi, as a few people have been saying?
Isn't every new person the dash country's nationality Messi anyway?
No, he's not.
He's Egyptian Messi.
But is now they're comparing him to the real
the
Lionel
real
Messi?
No, I mean...
How can they even do that?
The person, no, he compared him in the sense that he's in the same category probably.
Like you
mean? No, sorry. He compared him in the sense that he's as much fun to watch as Messi right now. He wasn't really comparing talent.
Oh, okay.
He's like, it's as much fun to watch Salah play as it is to watch Messi play.
Is it?
That is what the tweet was.
Do you think so?
As a Liverpool fan, so there's always a bias when
not
you say something.
Not as a Liverpool fan.
That guy, he said it as a Liverpool fan.
I know, but do you think it is as much fun to watch Mo Salah as you watch Messi?
I mean, yeah, I think currently there is some magic about the way he's playing and scoring goals left, right and centre.
Really?
In spite of? Right and centre. And how did he score the fourth one then?
Just
deflection.
Smashed it.
Left, right, centre and... Did we just find new dimension or something?
He's come from another... The key maker helped him.
Chaviwala. The Chaviwala.
Yeah, but man, like, I was looking at the stats of EPL goals scored, highest goals scored per season, 31 is in the Premier League, and
is
Salah is
on
28.
Oh, on 28, I thought he was on 29. But that's crazy, man, and he's got like, what, 8 games to play?
Yeah, 9, 7.
And do you want to place a bet that he's going to break this record in the next 2 games?
I will place the bet that he will break this record in the next 2 games.
Okay, I'll take it.
He's not going to break it, man. He's not?
Nope.
So he's not going to score 3 goals in the last 7 games?
In the next 2 games.
Why? There's 7 games left.
Yeah, but we're talking about like, we're putting a challenge in it, right?
No, why would I take a bet on Salah's challenge?
I don't know. You need to then call him and like, push him to like achieve his goals,
push him to
man.
Score more than like what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I think he's slacking off, man.
Yeah.
Like, look at Harry Kane, man. When was the last time you saw Harry Kane score a goal?
Before
it doesn't
it.
Matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and we were reading some frivolous reports that who is going to hit or miss for the World Cup. And
yeah, and we found out that Manuel Neuer was recuperating in Thailand.
And his dog.
Has a bed in...
in the Bayern Munich training ground.
Wow, like these... Have you heard of these facts before?
No, I just read about it today. Once I saw the German squad, I was like, why?
And now all of you know about this facts. Like, I think listening to Football Twaddle is such a
informative experience.
Exercise.
What sort of recuperation you think he's undergoing in Thailand?
I don't think there's any recuperation that can happen in Thailand. There's always like...
How about muscle relaxing?
Yeah.
But he's broken a toe. It's a bone
foot
mending.
Fetish, man. You get all sorts of things in Thailand. There's probably someone going on 24/7 on his foot right now.
Yuck.
Playing ping pong with his pinky.
Dude, please stop it.
I was talking about his toes, man.
It's getting even more gross.
Anyway, coming back to Harry Kane, I mean, what are the chances?
I thought you want to talk about Mo Salah.
No, Mo Salah is the starting point.
I see. So
coming back to Harry Kane, then we'll come back to Mo Salah.
Okay, what do you want to talk about Harry Kane?
So what you read, like, is he a hit, is he a miss, is he nearly there?
He is fit for the World Cup if all goes well. That was the verdict.
And Neuer was fit for the World Cup if all goes well.
Yeah. I don't know, Sky Sports should genuinely, like, you know, try and like write articles with a little more like thought put into it.
Probably the only time they'll actually say that someone's actually out if he's like
amputated
his leg or something.
No, they found this guy, they found an Argentine defender who plays in Russia and he broke his leg over the weekend. Zenit. So yeah. No, Rostov, and then they said, no, this guy is definitely out. Because
if all goes well. If it doesn't, you're going to see him limping around.
So coming back to Mo Salah, since he's going to be the topic of discussion.
Do you think they're going to make a statue for Mo Salah in Egypt first or in Anfield?
Egypt, come on. Are you equating Liverpool's history with one guy who played for one season
and scored the most goals ever?
Still.
Hmm.
You think is Mo Salah the player of the season?
Definitely.
Really? Not Kevin De Bruyne?
No. I think De Bruyne is just in a side that has way too many stars. And
he is still the best amongst all of them.
Yeah, but that is what makes Mo Salah shine even brighter, right?
Oh, why? What do you think? James Milner is not good enough to provide an assist?
Yeah, with those out of his foot balls down the flank. I'll definitely go
and
with Mo Salah.
And you can't just say Mo Salah is like in a one-man team of Liverpool. The Salah's Mane. Salah, Mane, Firmino, Coutinho was there for some time.
And Danny Ings.
Yeah, and Danny Ings.
Who's still there.
Yeah, so how can you even claim that Mo Salah is like...
No, I didn't say he's a one-man team. I'm just saying that he shines brighter in a side like that.
Or are you being influenced by his four-goal performance of weekend and that's what's talking?
That was the only performance on the weekend, man. There were like hardly four or five matches.
Really? That was the only performance? Really? Is that what you're saying?
Are you talking about...
Are you disrespecting Crystal Palace fans?
I was going to disrespect... Crystal Palace fans.
They won 2-0. They're out
against
of the relegation zone. Yes. And the beauty of this. They had told that Zaha probably will come back to... He's probably out of the season. And if he does best, he'll come back to play last week of April or first week of May. And he played over the weekend.
How bad is the medical team, man? How good are the medical team?
No, how bad are they?
Initial diagnosis said this. Like, you know, like 2 months, 3 months.
Or are they doing the self-appraisal thing? You know, we'll keep expectations so low and then overperform them and we get a
under-promise and overachieve.
Madness,
man.
But Crystal Palace is now out of the relegation zone.
No one is ever out of the relegation zone, man.
No, I think they are.
Ever.
I think they are. They will probably... Because they've been in the zone for so long that they have that mentality to fight. Unlike Southampton, who are in the relegation zone and they never thought beginning of the season they will be. They're just like scared now.
Well, beginning of the season, they didn't even think that they'll be in the semi-finals of the FA Cup.
Exactly.
And who are they facing next?
Chelsea. Will Southampton...
So it's Chelsea...
versus Southampton.
And Tottenham versus United.
United.
So it's going to be Southampton versus Tottenham in the final, is it?
No.
United versus Chelsea?
Maybe.
Chelsea versus Tottenham?
No.
United versus Southampton?
Yeah, probably.
Wow, you're like a Sky Sports article now.
If all goes well, my predictions come true.
Chelsea.
But will Southampton become another Wigan when they win the FA Cup?
Yeah, they'll be like so lost
relegated.
In the... Yeah, I mean, they'll be in Europe then, right?
Yeah.
They'll be so lost in Europe, man.
Why?
Like Wigan.
Why?
What did Wigan achieve in Europe? Even a club like Everton couldn't do anything.
But Everton are perennial underachievers. Not anymore. Because they're chalking up the victories now.
Yeah, well, when you look at it, there's this crazy expert. Not a crazy expert, like a really famous expert who spoke about their new signing, Seng Tosun. And he said that he's showing his class. Theo Walcott. Theo Walcott is saying that.
Does anyone take Theo Walcott seriously when he says things like this?
No, just Theo.
Is he just clickbaiting for social media?
No. Because the thing about Theo Walcott is like, if you just look at that guy from his, you know, demeanor, you can just figure out like this guy takes himself way too seriously.
Really? I actually thought Theo Walcott is like, you know, doesn't take himself seriously.
Nah, he's always like uptight and just walking around and, you know, like...
Like Oxlade-Chamberlain definitely doesn't take himself seriously. Like, he seems like
crazy.
Too much fun.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. I miss him.
Yeah. And another player we're going to miss from next year is Per Mertesacker.
Yeah. From all forms of football.
I don't know who asked him the question that if he's not going to retire because...
And I wonder how many times did someone ask him that question that he's like, fine.
Yeah,
you know,
he's like, I am for
never,
sure.
Never, ever.
Yeah, he said his body, never,
ever. Ever, never, ever.
I'll ever. Play football ever again.
Will I play football? Ever. Never.
done.
This is my show. You cannot do this.
Yeah, but he said his body can't take it anymore. He has not even played this season.
What has Wenger been putting him through, man?
I think the mental torture. Per, just get fit.
But he's just talking about his body, right? He's not saying like he's mentally tired.
Yeah.
Now.
So he's like,
I'm done with this shit. I'm too old for this shit. Should be like Lethal Weapon 5.
I'm too old for this shit.
Man.
What's he going to do next year, Per Mertesacker?
Probably teach Arsenal football or something.
No, like he has a job with the club, so what's he going to do? There are two players whom I really like are going to coaching. Carrick is going to start coaching at United and Per Mertesacker is going to be...
I don't remember.
He's going to be managing the juniors or he's going to be part of the junior coaching setup. And because he loves London, dude, he's a genuinely good guy.
Yeah, like Olivier Giroud.
Oh God, I can't take that body out.
Yeah, you can't take it.
I just can't.
That body.
Fuck, if only Giroud could run a little faster.
With that body of his.
With that body of his. Why? When
this video just came out which showed like the French football team arriving at the hotel.
And Paul Pogba had a different handshake with almost
everyone. And a different hairstyle in every other frame.
No, then that
fine, just one hairstyle. But when he met
Giroud,
Giroud was like, how are you, Pikachu? Sava Pikachu!
Man, Pogba is so much fun. If only he has discipline in life, he would have been such a good player.
Yeah, and when it comes to the French team, Deschamps always has to come and like spoil the party, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday he came and gave the statement like, well, Pogba isn't getting game time at United. I don't know.
What he won't, he won't take Pogba.
I don't know about his France. Like, I was like, what the fuck are
so
you talking
who will
about,
replace
man?
Pogba? That is an episode for something else. We don't know that yet.
Yeah, we haven't read the Sky News.
Yeah, we haven't read.
Article on it yet.
Players who are not playing right now for their club for the last 3 weeks and who may miss the World Cup.
Man,
but
that list.
Having talking about the World Cup, now that we are going there, who are the five players you're excited to watch this World Cup? Like, whether we are watching them live or not. Like, five players who you...
Where are we going again?
It does not matter. My question
where are
is,
we going?
My question is, who are the five players
just,
you...
Just say it, man.
Who? Where are we going?
Yeah.
We're going to...
Moscow!
What is this? Is this national anthem?
This is the Soviet anthem, man.
Soviet anthem?
Yeah.
Not even the Russian anthem.
We're just showing them that we are in for the long run.
Can we get back to the question?
Yeah, sorry, what is it?
Who are the five players you are so excited to watch? Why are we looking at a guy like cutting a tree?
Intrusive ads. Anyway.
Who are the five players, Baru?
Who I want to watch.
Yeah. Or who are you most excited to see play in this World Cup?
I think Pogba is one of those players, actually.
He may not get game time, though.
But
he may not get game time even though he's in the squad. Because Deschamps had that same problem in like Euro and then he yanked him off because he had to fit in Griezmann somehow.
Yeah, well, but yeah, I mean, he is ultimately one of the smartest players out there. Then there's Neymar, I hope.
Neymar
is basically
well.
Starting the World Cup the way he ended it, right? He was injured.
Yes, but that time he had a broken spine or something.
A spine and then Messi, obviously.
Yeah.
So it should be like, which five players apart from Messi do you want to watch in the World Cup?
So it's Neymar, Pogba.
Who else is there?
You've been screaming Mo Salah, Mo Salah.
Yeah, but theek hai.
Why? You're saying he's carrying Liverpool?
No, because we're not watching his match anyway.
We are not watching a live match. Like, we are watching a match on TV, right? There's no defenders?
No.
Man, you don't even care about
probably Koscielny, man.
Oh, he's good. And there's no Germans in you.
Yeah, Ozil is there. But I've seen Ozil, so...
Here comes the name dropping.
Who else, man? Oh, Lewandowski, man. We need to
Thank
watch Lewandowski.
God.
With your jersey. We're like, he's got your jersey.
Yeah.
It's not the fake one that everyone else is wearing.
Dude, it's a real jersey.
Yeah, I know.
My sister paid a lot of money for it in Poland.
It's made in Georgia though, right?
Is it? I thought it was made in like some Mahabalipuram or something.
I don't know. Georgia is like the Vietnam of Europe, sir.
But why would they make jerseys there?
Because it's cheap labor, apparently. I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
Yes, like...
Georgia is the only name that came up. It's like, oh, probably the Bangladesh of Europe.
Interesting.
Will they lose to India on the last ball if they play against us in cricket?
Oh, that was so disappointing.
Man.
But
anyway,
I like
Dinesh. Last player.
I like Dinesh Karthik, so yeah, I'm happy for him.
I want to see Alex Iwobi play, man. Because he plays differently for Nigeria, I mean.
What
everyone
mean?
Plays
oh, like,
differently.
Like John Obi Mikel used to play so differently for Nigeria.
Oh, he was the player of the season, man. Like for 5 seasons in a row or something.
Yes. So those are your 5 players.
Who are yours?
Mine.
Lewandowski.
Lewandowski, of course, Toni Kroos, and this non Neymar.
Mm.
Dude, he's so good. He's my, like my And is Phil Jones playing?
Just for his faces, the
yeah.
faces he makes. Hey, idhar dekh. Look here. Show.
Yeah, and then I named only 4. And then Kevin De Bruyne, of course.
De Bruyne.
I know, we should add some Spanish players as well.
Fabregas.
PK. Let's watch PK.
Let's watch his girlfriend, man.
Yeah.
Or is she his wife now?
Okay, who do you think are like, you know, players who are so overrated that you really couldn't be bothered even though they are rated so highly? Name 2.
Wow, we didn't even mention Ronaldo, man.
Cristiano?
Yeah.
He's old.
That's why I think he came up now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What have we done?
But have you seen how he's... And it seems Ronaldo told the Real Madrid players that he'll be the top scorer when he was going through his goal drought, and now he's only 1 goal behind Lionel Messi. He is in form in 2018.
I think that just shows how... It's always been this thing that Ronaldo is the hardworking guy.
Really?
Yeah.
He had some flair. I think Roy Keane just beat the shit out of him and got rid of that flair. He like just score goals. That's it. That's your job.
Yeah, so I mean, he's doing well over there.
Mm.
But who do you think is going to be the James Rodriguez
of the
World Cup?
You mean like score the spectacular goal?
And be the Real Madrid signing for the summer.
That is actually, I don't know.
The Renato Sanchez of...
Oh,
this
we,
World Cup.
We have to research a bit more, but probably it has to be a breakout star, right? It can't be Hazard, because we all know what Hazard is. It has to be some guy playing for Monaco,
Arsenal, one of these Europa League clubs, I
yeah.
guess.
Oh, and you didn't mention Szczesny.
Yeah, she's there.
I see. You don't really rate Kevin De Bruyne very highly, do you?
Yeah, well, neither did Mourinho, but.
Dude, Mourinho has his own agendas in life.
That's right. I'll just go take the easy way out and take the word of an expert,
and
man.
Blame Mourinho.
Yeah.
Like, who actually thought Kevin De Bruyne is going to be so good 3 years later?
I did.
No, you didn't.
And I say the same thing for Andre Schurrle still, man. I'm waiting for his breakout.
He did. He was the assist for the 2014 World Cup. What more breakout can he do?
Something more than that. Wasn't he also a Chelsea reject?
No, he was playing all right. They had to. They just sold him because
Mourinho didn't like him. Was Mourinho the manager at that point too?
Yes, he was.
Man, Mourinho got lucky. Schurrle didn't break out.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it'd be 3 people in that list.
Yeah, but that is so bullshit. No, like Chelsea won 2 Premier League.
But speaking of forms, maybe speaking of forms though.
Yeah, sure.
At some point, What's the deal with Batshuayi, man?
Oh, see.
He's still going to be like
so
the
is
third
he going
choice.
To, is he going to be still starting to call be called the Conte reject now?
Well, he hasn't been rejected completely yet, right?
Yeah, it's almost done. Like,
are they going to buy him for like 50 million?
Probably not. Conte will be out of the club by the summer. So,
so he'd have no way of going back on his rejection.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm...
But from that trinity of transfers.
Trinity of transfers.
Yeah, that's what we call it nowadays.
Who?
We.
Salah, Kevin De Bruyne.
No.
Then?
The trinity.
Who
which went one way and the other, and
so who are
Giroud
they?
To Chelsea,
Chelsea.
Batshuayi to Dortmund, and Aubameyang to Arsenal.
Yes,
that's the trinity. I thought it was so obvious, man.
It wasn't to me, but okay.
I think Batshuayi is killing it, man. Like miles ahead.
And even Giroud is killing it. He wants to live in London. He can jog on the pitch for a top club. He's in the FA Cup semi-final. So
no, I said killing it, not living it.
Oh.
Giroud's living it. Batshuayi is killing it.
And Aubameyang is.
Aubameyang is just chilling, man.
Chilling it?
No, that would have been too obvious. So.
Yeah. Anyway, as we, I think that we are done with the podcast. We need. Really
yeah, it was a short week. I think we stretched it way too long.
And we have to book our tickets
to. Oh shit.
No, we booked our tickets to Russia. We need to book our hotels, which we are finding like really difficult. And done.
Yeah.
And can so we've come up with a prayer. So anyone who's listening, if whenever you're praying in front of your God or Yoda or whoever, can you please say this prayer for us so that we can do all our bookings?
Bye!